from cybersecurity to clean transportation to curing cancer, the 2017 budget request from the Obama administration is ambitious. The non-defense portion of the discretionary budget would rise to nearly $600 billion. For one view of what the budget is saying and what it might mean to federal agencies, we turn to Robert Shea, principal at Grant Thornton and former Office of Management and Budget official during the Bush administration. Robert, thanks for joining me once again.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, before we get to the meat of what you saw in the budget, as you've been able to read it in just less than 24 hours or so, having been in OMB, what is it like in the days leading up to the release of the budget?
Well, the budget season really begins when agencies submit their justifications in September. Then there's a real process of considering, appealing, coming to some final decision on budgets, and then we go into the budget production mode. The last week or so has been devoted, I would guess, to figuring out, rehearsing how we're going to roll out the budget, who we're going to call, how we're going to brief the Hill in advance of its release, how we're going to get the biggest bang for the release of what's in the president's budget.
I guess this year, more than in recent years, and maybe this is something that's been growing, but preheating with releasing parts of it in advance, having all these press conferences the day of, that didn't happen, I think, 20 years ago or so.
Well, again, that's part of the trying to figure out what's the best way to get the biggest bang. And I guess the calculation was this is the last year of the president's administration. We're going to do the best we can to get the most attention we can because the Congress is not likely to spend a lot of time shining a light on the president's proposal, so they've got to get it from somewhere else.
All right, let's talk about the cybersecurity initiative, which seems to be really big in the budget. The dollars are there. The requested dollars are there. What's your take on that? How will that affect federal agencies? Who's likely to be involved? What about the governance of all of this, this whole effort?
Well, I think governance over cybersecurity has been muddy for a long time. And clarity over who's in charge and what agencies are responsible for doing is critical. So I applaud trying to get our arms around that governance. OMB is going to have a role. Clearly, the National Security Council is going to have a role. Clearly, Department of Homeland Security is going to have a role. And now GSA has always had a role, but it's going to have a real important role getting agencies together to figure out how to spend these new billions of dollars on updated IT infrastructure, which, of course, will enhance cybersecurity.
So in many ways, this is almost like the equivalent of the moonshot. Actually, it's bigger than the moonshot because if cybersecurity is something they feel has to be cured or has to be attacked, they're talking about $19 billion more as opposed to a measly $1 billion for the cancer moonshot.
Yeah, of course, we already spend, upwards of $100 billion annually on IT, there's got to be a better way to get more productivity and security out of that investment. So, I agree with you that it seems like a big number when compared to the cancer investment. We're already also investing a lot there. And, of course, an investment in IT enhances our ability to cure cancer, believe it or not, because that really touches every facet of the government's mission.
And looking across the budget, what else do you see that might be repetitive from earlier years, or do you see any more fresh, big initiatives emerging from these voluminous documents?
Yeah, 82 pounds, I think, the budget weighed this year. I always, of course, focus on the performance and evidence pieces. And I was delighted last year that the Congress funded cross-agency collaboration towards the accomplishment of cross-agency goals. There's no mission in the government that's not accomplished by more than one agency. So this really allows agencies to pool their funds to maximize their performance in these areas. And a lot of them are focused on really important management initiatives like real property, permitting. These are things that can reduce the cost of government and improve its efficiency and effectiveness, especially when directly relating to the customer. Category management is emphasized. This is a way to maximize or leverage the government's buying power to make sure we're not wasting money on duplicative or inefficient contracts. And then evidence, there's a renewed investment or attention to building the body of evidence of what works and using it in decision making. Congress and the president, this is a rare area of agreement where if we invest more on studying what's working, we'll be better able to target our investments to those things that are most effective.
We're speaking with Robert Shea, principal at Grant Thornton and former OMB official under President Bush. So what you're saying, when you mentioned category management and evidence-based decision-making and so forth, these are initiatives that have been around a while. So what I'm reading is that for the ensuing year, federal managers can pretty much do what they've been used to doing for the past 7 or 8 years.
That's right. We're doubling down on initiatives that have been ongoing for a while. There's a lot of attention to ensuring what we've accomplished so far gets sustained through the transition that's going to happen now in a matter of months. And so I think that's exactly right. Keep going on.
Now, with a new administration of one party or the other, well, I don't know, maybe an independent will jump in. We don't know. But let's presume it's going to be a Republican or a Democrat in the White House come the beginning of the middle of January next year. That leaves 9 months of the budget under the discretion of a new administration. How much discretion does that administration have in changing the priorities that have been left to it by the previous crew?
Well, they have the wide authority to change policies so long as they don't need a lot of money doing it. Because when the next president is inaugurated, it will be right as they're submitting the budget, not for the year in which they're inaugurated, but the following year. So they'll be spending most of the year under this budget. They won't have very much discretion at all on where to target their budget dollars.
So they can maybe ask for an occasional reallocation here or there, repurposing. You have to go to Congress for that. But in general, they kind of live with it till they can get their hands on, in this case, it would be 2018.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They'll have to live with the paltry trillions that have been appropriated in that year.
Lots of fun ahead. Robert, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Robert Shea is former OMB official, now a principal at Grant Thornton. Share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.